Hello and welcome back to Blueprint to Benefits. I'm Lindsay Noble, and we're talking today about those appointments with physicians, the wait days that do exist. In Saskatchewan, the total wait from a general practitioner or referral to specialist treatments, things like that, 34.8 weeks. And that figure is 208% longer than it was in 1993. Now, I know 1993 seems like it was just 5 years ago, but when it comes to seeing a specialist, it can be hard. And getting to your family doctor first is a challenge sometimes. Now, as of early 2026, for the first time ever, half of Canadians either have no family doctor or they actually find it kind of difficult to see if they can even access one. And that's a long time to sit when something is worrying you. Now, today, we're going to be talking about a benefit that actually already exists within the Saskatchewan Blue Cross plan. It's one that gives you access to a clinician within minutes. It's called virtual care, and it's available to you with the Express Care online app from Cleveland Clinic Canada. Now, we're here today to talk about what that is, how it works, and why it matters, especially right now. Joining me today, we have two people who know this space inside and out. Larissa, we have our product and partnerships team member here from Saskatchewan Blue Cross. Now, she has a really rare blend of industry expertise and a very strong health and wellness background. Coaching certifications, personal training, pre and postnatal health, her list goes on. And she's here to help our advisors and plan sponsors, our administrators, and our members make sure they understand how benefits actually work in people's real lives. We also have Nicole Niesner. This is the clinical lead from Virtual Care of Cleveland Clinic Canada, a team that actually delivers virtual care service to our Saskatchewan Blue Cross members. And I know, Nicole, you're here to speak about what happens on the other side of the connection and the model that you've built. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Right. Thanks for getting us started here, Lindsay. There is a lot of great things we're going to talk about and hopefully provide a lot more clarity as to what virtual care, specifically Express Care Online with Saskatchewan Blue Cross offers, and how it's actually supporting the healthcare system here within Saskatchewan.
Let's start with the big picture, because I know that I did, and a lot of other people underestimate just how, I guess, stressed and stretched out the healthcare system can be, and right now it is. Larissa, what are you seeing here in Saskatchewan?
Yeah, and I'm going to start off with leaning into some of the numbers a little bit more. I know you touched on them a little bit, Lindsay, but just to paint a really clear picture. And I just kind of wanted to set the preface to that. We're here to talk about supportive solutions and highlight some of the challenges that have been going on for years and are progressing and compounding within the Canadian Saskatchewan healthcare system. So this conversation is in no way to say bash healthcare, but we're looking to support the systems that exist and the real challenges that are taking place. Because you shared some of those numbers, Lindsay, and truly they're striking. A lot of individuals we talk to, members or even friends and family, I'm sure those who are listening here today can appreciate that healthcare feels different than it did 10, 15, 20 years ago. To your point, that median wait time to have a general practitioner's referral all the way to treatment is nearly 29 weeks. That's 7 months to get in to a specialist from that initial referral. And if it feels long, to your point, it is. It's 208% longer than it was in 1993. Now, in Saskatchewan, the story is actually a little bit different and it doesn't work in our favor. Our total specialist wait is actually closer to 35 weeks. And we got to remember that this is just to see a specialist. A lot of the time, a lot of the hindrances is even just getting into the front door. A referral to see your general practitioner is around 15 weeks. So that's just getting into the front door. And again, if we compare that to the time period of 1993, it's taking over 300% longer to get into just our general practitioner's office. As you mentioned, there's almost 50% of Canadians who have trouble getting in to see their general practitioner or are not attached to a general practitioner at all. And Saskatchewan, those numbers are a little bit more striking. We sit upwards of around 63%, and that's nearly 2/3 of our residents. You consider anyone who lives in a rural community or even seniors potentially, they have additional layers of challenges maybe long drives, weather disruptions, fewer options for healthcare in general. Think of a large senior population and the chronic conditions they may be managing, and they might not have access to a local physician at all. So with all these complications and challenges in mind, as a benefits provider, we see the intersect, or we see that we sit at the intersect between personal responsibility and Saskatchewan health. And this is an opportunity for us to support the challenges that are going on within our province and help provide people with the support they need now.
So Nicole, what's your standpoint when it comes to these numbers that you're seeing and what you guys at Cleveland Clinic Canada are observing?
From a clinical standpoint, what we're seeing consistently is that delayed care really does compound problems. As you had mentioned, when someone has to wait 6 weeks to address a very manageable condition, that condition has had that additional length to progress. You know, something that could have been caught and treated early now requires more intensive intervention. So as an example, if we see someone over the age of 65 who connects to Express Care with some arthritic changes and unfortunately, say, would be missed to order a bone mineral density screen, and we've now missed a diagnosis of osteoporosis, we've now increased that patient's risk of having a fall, a fracture, ending up in hospital, acquiring a secondary infection, staying an increased length of time in that hospital. So it really does speak to seeing the patient comprehensively. And I think you've hit three different buckets where we're seeing patients without practitioners or family doctors. We're seeing patients with family doctors, but just can't get in to see them or taking increased amount of time to actually see their practitioner. And when they do see their practitioner, given the amount of time available, can maybe only address one or two issues at that visit. So really looking at the mental health toll of the anxiety of not knowing, not being seen, it really does have its own downstream effect. So in my opinion, virtual care really isn't a workaround. It's an appropriate, and as we've seen during COVID, evidence-based delivery model for a vast amount of conditions. And specifically on Express Care, we are a nurse practitioner led virtual care model supported by Cleveland Clinic Canada, in which we encourage all of our nurse practitioners to work to full scope of practice. We manage common, episodic, chronic conditions with a clear escalation to physicians and specialists. Although I would love to say we can treat everything virtually, I think we all know we can't. And there are going to be some times that patients are going to have to be seen in hospital or by specialist care. And we can expedite those. We can work with the specialists in the inpatient care facilities based on the level of the acuity of the patient to see how fast they're going to be seen based on the need.
I often like to think of the analogy with these programs too, as, you know, you got like a little sound going on in your vehicle. It's like calling the local mechanic and they tell you get in to see them until next year. And then eventually when you do get to them, you lift up the hood and the engine's gone or the car is blown up or like something that was so minor has now manifested into something big and significant that you have to address. So I love that it's removing the bottleneck that we're really seeing at that entry point of healthcare as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also think it speaks to just the health education that goes around provision to patients. And maybe a patient doesn't think that something is more acute or necessary, in which they connect with us and say, well, actually, in fact, this is serious. And here's why. And here's what our plan of care is going to include.
One thing that I think I hear the most when it comes to virtual care is people freaking out thinking that they're talking to a chatbot or AI or something like that. And I want to get a firm grasp when we talk about virtual care, what is actually happening? Who are we talking to, Larissa?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I will say it really depends on who your insurance carrier has partnered with to provide virtual care services. With Express Care Online, it is a real clinician. It is a licensed nurse practitioner. There is no AI chatbot or some sort of form inquiry. You are connected directly through the Cleveland Clinic Express Care Online app, which is available directly through an iOS device or an Android device. There's no appointment needed. They are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And the average wait time to connect is around 6 minutes. So you can actually, in most instances, talk to a nurse practitioner, get yourself a diagnosis, a prescription sent off if that's required, or get in some navigation to the healthcare system, check in on something. And that's why we have embedded it into our Saskatchewan Blue Cross personal health plans and all our insured group plans. Now, this also includes a connected partnership with employee family assistance programs and individual assistance program. So if you caught our last episode, that's a companion piece. What's really nice about this too, is that they work together. So it's not like one is calling Express Care online and the nurse practitioner is like, hey, no, you need a mental health practitioner. Do you have an EFAP or AAP? They help guide and direct to those programs and bridge those supports with members' permission, of course.
Let's talk about some of those supports. And Nicole, there's a lot of things that can be done with Express Care online.
Yeah, absolutely. So we can actually diagnose and manage a lot more virtually than I think the broader population is aware that we can do. And I think this really speaks to the type of experience our nurse practitioners have and really leaning in on that subjective history. And of course, external imaging, if we need it, we can diagnose, we can treat, we can prescribe, we can follow up for predominantly exactly why patients are going to see their family doctor, go to a walk-in clinic. We can assess respiratory infections, urinary tract infections, skin conditions, prescription refills, abdominal pains. So I would always encourage patients with this service to connect with us first. And from my experience, about 90% of virtual care visits are fully resolved with no in-person needed as well.
We do love hearing about those resolutions. So I want to know, walk me through, and I've done it before, so perhaps for all of our listeners, walk us through what that visit looks like. They open up the app or they log on, Larissa, what happens?
All right, so let's start right at the beginning there, saying this is the first time you're hearing about Express Care Online. What you're going to go and do, I would recommend first, you look up the Cleveland Clinic Express Care Online app. From there, you're going to set up a profile. You will be required to input a specific invitation code. Personal health plan members, this will be available within your member portal under your individual assistance program benefit. And for those who have an insured group program or have our employee family assistance program, I'm just going to say EFAP and IAP moving forward. That'll just be a little bit easier and less of a mouthful. But for those group plan members that have EFAP, they would reach out to their plan administrator who would have their group specific access code. And then from there, you create your profile. And if you're going to go start a consultation, you basically fill out some basic information about who you are. From there, you're just able to read about the nurse practitioners that are available and even select an individual who you want to see. That could also be an option for you. From there, I'm going to let Nicole talk about the experience once the member connects with the nurse practitioner and what that looks like exactly.
Yeah, thank you. So as Larissa mentioned, we are direct to nurse practitioner. And depending on the condition you're going to talk to one of our nurse practitioners about, we're going to do a full comprehensive assessment. Obviously, if you're coming on with concerns of shortness of breath over the last several months versus a more acute rash on your arm, that comprehensive assessment initially is going to look a little bit different. And again, we don't want to have any time limitations in terms of servicing our patients, especially when we know that some patients possibly haven't seen a practitioner in many years. So from there, a diagnosis, a treatment plan, a prescription would be provided if needed and sent directly to the pharmacy of their choice or referral to a local specialist if an in-person appointment is warranted. And of course, we couldn't function without our fabulous admin team who is working with us in the background, looking at specialist wait times, who can see the patient the fastest, level of acuity. So of course, it really, our care, it does not provide care in silos. We really do work within a team. And I would say start to finish, most Express Care visits are under 20 minutes.
Oh, it's nice to hear that we have that kind of resolution available to us online. And I think one of the other things that people might want to hear about is the benefits of this specifically, because virtual care, we hear about people saying, oh, I'm a busy working person and I don't have time to take off an hour or something to go to see a doctor, things like that. That's not the whole picture. There are so many other people who can benefit from this. Larissa?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And what you shared there. Some young professional lives in a high rise downtown, doesn't want to leave their condo for anything, especially to get a prescription. That is such a stereotype of who can benefit and utilize virtual care. Of course, that's like the quick demographic we go to, but when we zoom into Saskatchewan a little bit more, consider our vast geography and how we do have a rapidly aging population. Think about those individuals who often live in rural communities. Oftentimes, it's seniors and retirees. Oftentimes, those communities can be 45 minutes, an hour, multiple hours away from even just a local walk-in clinic, let alone like a larger city center like Regina or Saskatoon. I'm someone who lives in northern Saskatchewan. I am half an hour from Prince Albert. I can attest its coordination between work, daycare, personal, professional priorities, what the family has going on. And I think about those seniors who this can alleviate that from. Think about someone who is a senior, lives in a small town, is maybe managing a chronic condition like diabetes. They may have to arrange their entire day to get to that appointment, or a shift worker who works outside of those standard operating business times for healthcare professionals. It might make sense for these individuals to, say, manage their diabetes at 8 o'clock on a Tuesday, opposed to when you'd see a standard physician. So I think about those people and even the in-between of managing chronic conditions. And I would love to hear a little bit more from Nicole, too, of how chronic conditions are supported, because that is something that a lot of individuals are experiencing these days. And that management in itself can be a whole toll, and people just might not be able to get to that brick and mortar or physical location.
I'm really glad you brought up chronic disease, because it definitely is an area of express care that, as a lead, I tend to focus on. We are seeing all across Canada, including Saskatchewan, an increase in chronic disease diagnoses. We're seeing close to 50% of the population now have hypertension, unfortunately, which is about 30% coupled with a secondary, a chronic disease. And these are chronic diseases that, in my opinion, can be very well managed on virtual care with consistent follow-up and oversight, especially when you're seeing the same nurse practitioner. And we do this because we want to keep patients out of eMERGE. We really don't want to send anybody to eMERGE. And further to that, when we look at the Saskatchewan inclusive data sets right now, we see that older adults, generally 65 years in age, roughly account for close to 20 to 30% all emergency department visits right now in Saskatchewan. And about 1 in 7 visits could be managed in primary care. And further to what you had mentioned about rural healthcare, we're seeing that remote areas have twice the proportion of emergency department visits than primary care manageable conditions compared with urban areas. So when we look at this, it really speaks to utilizing the full breadth and scope of nurse practitioner practice, creating those alliances in the community, as well as those collaborations. And again, as I mentioned, I do say this a lot, not working in silos.
Okay. I want to touch on something that might be a little uncomfortable, because it's something that we hear a lot. And unfortunately, social media can, you can see a lot of things that are truth and some things that are not so truthful. A lot of people see online, specifically virtual care embedded in private insurance or benefits plans, as creating a two-tier healthcare system, that it gives advantage to people who can afford it. So what would you say to that, Larissa?
Start by recognizing that I think that criticism comes from a genuine and a really fair concern that's worth taking seriously. But I want to address this, because there's some really important things here that often get missed within these conversations, or we jump to assumptions. This is not a system where one group jumps a queue at the expense of another. Virtual care and the public health care system are not drawing from the same pool of resources. So that health practitioner that someone might see at 10 p.m. on a Sunday evening isn't taking a spot away from anyone in the ER waiting room. What it's actually doing is creating capacity within some of these spaces, like an ER waiting room. you heard from Nicole about some of the stats and who and what is bogging down the emergency room. And it is a lot of commonplace things like prescription refills, chronic condition management. Someone's going there for something standard like a UTI that could have been assessed and diagnosed and prescribed through a virtual care pathway that looks for those commonalities. And what that's doing then is that's removing someone from the queue in the ER. So it actually creates capacity for those more complex or involved cases that do need to have that in-person support. Virtual care, express care online, it really helps decompress the overburdened systems. It doesn't add a pressure to it.
So Nicole, coming from your end, what are your thoughts on people saying that this is becoming a two-tier system?
I completely agree with Larissa. From a systems lens, this really is one of the most compelling arguments for virtual care integration. And one of the reasons we're seeing now provincially, provinces creating a priority for virtual care Canada. We see emergency departments, especially in Saskatchewan, are seeing patients for conditions that are absolutely appropriate for primary care. But unfortunately, there is nowhere else to go or they can't see a practitioner in a appropriate amount of time. What we want to do for patients in the province of Saskatchewan is we want to complement the care that's already there. We want to complement and be part of their circle of care with their family doctor. I firmly believe that we're not a two-tier system and that we are just a additional benefit to patients in Saskatchewan across Canada. And the access piece really matters here too, because virtual care reaches people who otherwise would not have received care or that they chose to bypass a public system because the public system was not reachable for them or available.
I was saying this before to Larissa, how people assume that virtual care is new as well. And this has been around for so many years. This isn't something that just showed up in the past 5 years.
No, I remember many moons ago, I've been a nurse practitioner now for just over 20 years, when I was working in several Aboriginal reserves in Northern Ontario, we were assisting patients use OTN, Ontario Telemedicine Network, to connect with dermatologists. And this is going back 18 years ago. Where we had these big clunky video stations in the reserves and patients would connect to specialists. And that means
that's incredibly helpful to people who are in remote communities. But it's not just about the convenience of it. There's also reasoning behind why we take these types of tools and resources and apps and embed them into plan designs. So, Larissa, can you speak a little bit more to the reasoning behind the embedding of these things?
Yeah, certainly. And I'll be direct about this because it often gets lost. Virtual care is not an added technology perk. It looks flashy, but it's added as a proactive health management tool. Something really important, I think, to highlight here too about our general practitioners here in Canada is we're short. About 23,000 is what recent reports show across the country. And each year, fewer and fewer are selecting family medicine. So we're actually losing close to 1,000 family physicians a year. When you make access frictionless, the barrier for early action essentially disappears. And that's good for members, not just now, but over time. It's good for sustainability of the benefits plan to the healthcare system. It can feel a little bit like a paradigm shift, but like Nicole said, these have been around for a while, and the gaps and challenges and access issues in our system aren't going away anytime soon. They're actually growing. So what are we doing opposed to just complaining about the gaps that we see and actually taking responsibility for creating solutions and alleviating some of that stress that is on our healthcare system? It is up to all of us to pave way for a healthier and well future for all of us.
Nicole, you guys, obviously, you have research as well that you're seeing about being a proactive solution available to people.
Yes, very much. So our research is very clear on Express Care Online. We monitor the data of how often we have to send a virtual care patient to a walk-in clinic or emergency department. And right now we're sitting at less than 5%. So we are incredibly proud of that data. And we know across chronic disease management, mental health, acute illness, earlier access and consistently will produce better outcomes. So as an example, a diabetic patient who can check in virtually, we can review blood pressure management from home. We can provide medication adjustments. We can provide health teaching on lifestyle factors. We could even review diabetic foot screen as well. So there's just so much we can do, as well as arrange specialist referrals, encourage eye exams, send the referrals for the eye exams for retinopathy screen. So virtual care is not really replacing that long-term relationship between the patient and the physician. And in no way would that be our goal. As I mentioned before, we really want to be part of the care team responsible for that patient and really filling the space between the moments of care where the physician might not be available. Because as we know, we all need a break sometime. And that might include time off work or going on vacations. And in that time, which is well needed and well received, we want to make sure that patient still receives appropriate oversight.
But we have to, I think this is very important because it's not for everything. There are limitations with things that exist in this world.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. So it really depends on the condition or case. So absolutely, virtual care is not a replacement for emergency services. For an example, if someone is having a true heart attack, a stroke, a severe allergic reaction,
eating out,
they have to call right. Exactly. And sometimes I'm just thinking back on sometimes the emergency room to access a specialist at a faster rate, because sometimes it can take, as you had mentioned, several weeks, several months. And if we need that person to, say, for an example, see a rheumatologist on call, at times they might have to go the emergency room route for that visit. But here it's really important to be precise, because the list of needs in-person conditions is much shorter than people assume. So the majority of what people seek care for is, for an example, the acute but manageable, the chronic and ongoing. It's very well served virtually. And in cases where we do identify something that warrants an in-person follow-up, we don't just say, go see a doctor. We connect the patient to a local partner from our referral network, and then we try to coordinate care where that's possible. So for an example, alerting the emergency room that the patient is coming, identifying blood work or CT or MRI that the patient would need first, or an ultrasound, sending that requisition. So we're very strategic, for lack of a better word, in terms of identifying what is the best route for care that would service the patient.
And you can speak a little bit further to that, Larissa. One of the things that you've talked about with Cleveland Clinic and training everyone about what exists with them.
Oh, yeah. And that's just one of the things I love the most about the Cleveland Care and Express Care online model is it's not a dead end. It's no, we can't help you hang up the phone, navigate to a different app or healthcare navigator, whatever the thing is. If virtual care or express care online, the nurse practitioners can't support what you have going on, they're also navigators. So as Nicole said, there's a multitude of different things that they can support with and help you figure out the next step and what's right for you. And that kind of care and coordination, that also is, it's a little hard to find right now in our system. Again, it's bogged down, and specifically when someone is unattached to a family physician or a doctor, it can just feel like you're going in and just repeating your story over and not really getting past the first entry steps or whatever. So Express Care Online fills that gap really beautifully.
I love the navigator point too. It brought me back to my childhood when my mom handed me a map and said, navigate for me. And I'm like, oh. And it's nice to have those navs available to you. If you have a Saskatchewan Blue Cross plan, whether it's personal or group, you likely already have access to a virtual care benefit now, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. Gosh, I've used them whenever I thought I might have fractured or did something to my ankle. I got a referral to go
flyer,
get an
young family remote living. Yeah, we use it.
Then prescription refills. Who wants to have to go in to go and get that in? You can be waiting there for a while, a rash, whatever that may be, 24/7, about 6 minutes. 90% of the visits resolved. No in-person needed. That is the Cleveland Clinic Canada standard of care. And if you are a plan member and your next step is to maybe go and download the Cleveland Clinic Express Care Online app or going to Homewood Health, same invitation code, by the way, in case you're looking for it, go ahead and take a look at these tools that are available to you. If you're an advisor, plan sponsor, hopefully this gave you a much clearer picture as to why this benefit exists, the fact that it's been around for a long time and it just keeps getting better, and we hope that you understand the value. So Larissa, Nicole, thank you so much. Great conversation. I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
So to receive your CE credit, please complete the quiz at the Advisor Learning Center at the bottom. Yes, we're CE accredited. Thank you so much for listening to Blueprint to Benefits, and we'll see you next time.